You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My life is scandal free.
Is that true? You look like a school shooter today.
Isn't that every day?
Did you get a haircut?
Did I get a haircut? I got a haircut. Like, I think you've seen me since I got a haircut. I think maybe the.
You look like a real Poindexter today.
Well, I got my glasses on. I have to actually wear glasses now. How much fucking bullshit is that?
Yeah, well, I think I do too, and I'm just ignoring it until I am legally blind.
I went to the eye doctor and he took like an x-ray of the eye and he was like, so when did you get like punched in the eye? And I was like, not to my recollection. And he was like, your eye has taken a bit of like actual physical damage. And I was like, honestly, no fucking clue when that would have happened.
Ew.
So
what's that? Your eyes just like bruised up on the inside. You got scar tissue.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I could not say how or when or why that happened. Maybe I was drunk. Maybe I was in a fugue state. I don't know.
How stupid is our bodies?
Oh my God. I mean, it's amazing that we live past 30.
No, but it's like, it's also like, I'm kind of like, look, I don't know if I could design life better, but I'm just saying that. Why scar tissue? Why does there have to be scar tissue at all? Why can't the shit just come together like it was before?
I don't know. Probably because of seed oils.
Is that what? Prior to the introduction of seed oils, man just healed from all wounds.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's how it was generally. But you know, this is the hand that we're dealt. I don't remember getting punched in the eye. I don't remember taking an eye injury. But the material evidence would say otherwise. So I honestly have been racking my brain like when, because it must have been to like damage the eye. It must have been like I must have really gotten hit, right? It's not just like a poke in the eye. It's like some like, but I have no fucking idea.
This was from your time liberating Kabul.
Is it the weakness of the eye? That's the issue, or is it my brain that can't remember significant injuries?
No, it was that your Jeep ran over an improvised explosive device outside of Benghazi.
I mean, it sounds likely. I don't know. Maybe it was from a MK Ultra experiment gone awry, you know, but maybe they neuralized me afterwards. Is that possible?
When do you shoot up a music festival? What's up with your conspiracies, by the way?
Man, I've had to chill on it because it's been turning me into a schizo.
Are you you're Mel Gibson in conspiracy theory now?
I mean, I think it even goes beyond that. I mean, it's like.
Or are you Mel Gibson in a phone call to his ex-wife?
I hope I'm not that. I hope we're not there yet. But you know, I mean,
I love when he says those ridiculous things in your fucking chest. You look like a whore. He's so mad at her very reasonable fake tits. She has like, if you look at her, you'll be like, oh, I guess she's got fake tits. But like, if you listen to Mel Gibson, he's like, those ridiculous balls you've got hanging off your fucking chest. You look like a fucking painted whore.
He's fucking legit scary in those phone calls. He's like so fucking like foaming at the mouth. It's frightening.
You know, ex-husband disease is real. Like people become totally psychotic.
It's fucking scary. Listen, and you know what? that Mel Gibson that comes out on those phone calls, that lurks in the heart of all of us.
You can't say that, because then people start going, oh, like, who said it to me? Somebody told me that they read on Reddit that because I sound sympathetic to people who have problems, that it means that I've got a darkness inside me.
Who doesn't have a darkness inside them?
Well, you're not allowed to say that you have a darkness inside you.
But is that not accepted? Everyone does.
You know what I was thinking about because of the OJ blonde horse thing?
You should elaborate on that.
Okay, so there's this tick. A guy acted completely shocked by a very obvious thing that, granted, doesn't usually appear on TikTok, but whatever. I saw it in the form of a tweet where somebody acted appalled that OJ has obvious sugar baby who came over with her drunk girlfriends at 1 a.m. She had the key and she woke up OJ and they all hung out in the kitchen together while they TikToked each other and shit. And like, who thought that OJ didn't have blonde sugar babies?
Well, the only thing I'll say is I was under the understanding that he was not doing financially killing it enough, perhaps, to have a sugar baby. Like, where does his money come from?
No disrespect to those young women, but they just look like regular college girls. It's not like he was outfitting himself with the most extravagant sugar baby I've ever seen.
Does he get residuals from the Naked Gun movies for Nordberg? Royalties, yeah, I should say. Does he get royalties?
That's Nordberg money.
Is that Nordberg money still stacking?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Okay. Because I don't know. I mean, didn't that whole debacle 10 plus years ago when he went to jail for stealing back his own shit? I thought that like financially set him back for quite a minute.
Oh, I'm sure. But listen, it's being set back when you have many millions, even if your legal costs you half your wealth, you could just reinvest. Like, let's say you even had $1 million. Okay, well, with $1 million, you might think, well, that's not that much money. But you can buy two pieces of property and then use those pieces of property as collateral against new pieces of property and just become fake wealthy again.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, look, I'm not trying to stick my nose in OJ's wallet. You know, I'm not trying to like litigate or I just, I mean, look, the video speaks for itself, you know, like these are young women who were hanging out with OJ. So, he either has a great personality and is very fun or there's perhaps some, financial interests, involved there.
Yes. He pays Laura's rent is all it is.
And
And shout out to her, by the way, because I got so mad watching that because people act like OJ should have like a scarlet letter branded on him and he should like have to live in Slab City under a false name. It's like, yo, he obviously murdered his wife, but he also was acquitted of that particular crime, or he was found not guilty. And the thing is, yes, there's always going to be people that don't fuck with you, but there's going to be more people that fuck with you. People find it interesting if you murder someone, period. Period.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
Also, look, I think you want a hot take?
Yeah.
You ready for OJ hot take?
Please.
I think the more offensive thing about OJ than murdering his wife is that by all accounts, he was a wife beater prior to that. I'm not saying that murdering your wife is in some way less severe than beating her. I'm just saying that like crimes of passion happen across all genders and people just lose their fucking cool and they kill each other. But there's like a sociopathy to beating your partner that I think is like, it kind of put, to me, that puts you more on the outside of society than a one-off murder.
Well, I mean, sure. But one is obviously, especially under the law, as they say, particularly heinous.
Yeah, well, all that's true. I'm just like, I'm just looking for the good in OJ, I guess.
Listen, what has he done wrong except live a life that everyone is jealous of?
That's all true.
This is, listen, he was found innocent. There's really, I mean, look, he obviously did it, but
found not guilty. Actually, what is it? What is he actually? I'll have to look into what the actual thing was. I think it was not guilty on all counts, or was it not guilty on? He's not guilty on all counts, right? I don't know. I'd have to look into it.
I think the only thing he was guilty of is, as the judge said, is being too lit.
You know what? Sometimes they will try to jam you up for that, but I don't know. I just thought that look. If you are an unmarried 70-year-old with means, there is a Laura in your life. Is that fair to say?
Oh yeah. Look, if you're an older man that has money and you don't, and you're unmarried, there's no good reason for you not to have a sugar baby. There's just no, it's like, to me, it's like such a duh, like an obvious thing. Like if you are that person, like, of course you would have that person in your life. If you had the expendable income to have a sugar baby, like, yeah, like why, like I presume anyone over a certain age of means has that in their life. Why wouldn't?
And also you want to get heavy. Let's get heavy for a second. We just assume that everybody that's paying for it is like maladjusted in this really gross way where they're like, there's something wrong with them. But yeah, what if that's actually true? Why do you have no empathy for people that got something wrong with them? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. For my girlfriend's job, she has to essentially allocate money. That's not the best way to put it. She's got to, in some small way, audit people's claims for people with disabilities, providing them services, right? And like some of these disabled people would like sex workers. And meanwhile, the place that she lives says, no, we can't afford, we can't do that. We can't give you the money for that. But it's like, you know, that's, we can agree that having a sex life of some type for 99% of people on earth is part of the human experience that should be fulfilled. Is that fair?
Yes, I think it's inseparable from the human, from a truly valuable human experience.
See, I won't say that because then our 12 asexual listeners are going to be mad.
Well, all no, I'll say, look, if you're asexual, then fine. That's your prerogative. But I mean, if you're not of that, I think it's inseparable.
So with that in mind, if somebody is disabled and unable to secure that type of intimacy through any means, but paying for it, why would a disability service not provide that? Right. Like a state run, like, let's say if you're someplace where there's a social safety net where people with disabilities are taken care of by the state in at least some respect, why not? If you can pay for their massages, why can't you pay for their hand jobs? And then let's expand that a little bit. Like, let's be fair. If somebody is has a deformity or a disability that precludes them from pursuing that sort of thing, what if I've got a mental deformity where it's difficult for me to relate to people and I got to pay for it? Why don't we ever feel bad for that guy?
Well, I mean, you know, there's something, we've talked about it before, but there's something inborn in, you know, I hesitate to like level it specifically at the United States, but it's a lot the United States, but there's just something that we find icky about sex. There's something like, I think it must be just that Puritanism over the course of generations that is like embedded in us to like, find something about sex, you know, even if it's not like shameful, but just like unspoken, you know what I mean? Like, even like, you know, it would be weird to talk. It's weird to talk about sex amongst your family or your parents or something like that. And that in and of itself, just that little like, oh, it's awkward, is like a tinge of leftover shame from generations past. It's not just the United States, but it's kind of a lot the United States. And like, yeah, we should be giving people who are paraplegics hand jobs for fucking sure. I see nothing wrong with that. However, I will say OJ doesn't really apply to this conversation so much.
I'm my whole thing is justice for Johns. You know what I mean? That's where I'm coming from.
Well, yeah, I mean, there, you know, there's been a weird sort of mental, I don't know what you'd call it exactly, but some sort of cognitive dissonance, I guess, between like wanting to support sex workers, but also find the notion of soliciting sex from someone to be inherently abusive in some way, you know?
It's jibber jabber is what we call that.
Maybe exploitative, maybe, you know? And yeah, I mean, you can't square both those things. Like, you know, you either are against it or you're for it. You know, you can't be for it, but against the solicitation of it. You know what I mean? You're either with it or not. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sex is sex. It's really not, it's just not a big deal. We like, it's just fucking sex, man. And that's the thing, you know, I think people would get mad about this OJ thing. Well, number one, because an obvious murderer, but I think the age difference probably is somewhere in there too. He's in his 70s and these women are clearly in their early 20s, but whatever you want to get mad at in regards to age stuff, listen, if you're considered an adult, then it's really none of your fucking business.
Yeah, just lobby your congressman to raise the age to 26 if that's how you feel. But like, yeah, it's just, come on, man. Like, I don't even understand what is it with that sort of stuff. What is the issue? Like, it's not like OJ's a pedo. He just, hey, I want a no strings sort of thing with somebody that can sexually satisfy me. You're the person in my price range. Also, I weirdly, maybe psychotically, have a thing for blondes. OJ is like, you know, that's his thing. Like, only blondes. How weird is that? Like, isn't there some variety in everybody's diet?
I wouldn't think that hair color would be such a non-negotiable, you know?
That's like, his thing.
I get it, but it's like, there's no movement on that. It's like you're wholesale throwing someone in the garbage. Because, you know what I mean? Like, that's that I find weird. Like, I understand having preferences, of course, you know what I mean? But yeah, there's...
What if you hit it off with OJ and he offered you, like, not like a ton, but like $120,000 a year to like just see him three times a week. You know what I mean? And you service him in whatever way. And he takes you out for meals. So you actually, it's 120, but it's with benefits of, it's perks rather. It's with perks.
Yeah. There's a meal stipend.
Yeah. 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 But then he says, but you got to go blonde. Do you acquiesce? Do you go with OJ's shit?
I mean, probably not.
No?
I mean, I'm not gay, so it would probably be uncomfortable.
250,000.
God.
Do you sit on OJ for 250,000? You got to do it three times a week.
Three times a week's a lot. If it was like a one-time thing, like I might be able to grit through it, but... I don't know.
$250,000 cash, by the way, because it's not on the books. It's not like you're filing for this, right? And there's no 1099 to fill out. You're not a freelancer on it.
Right.
It's $250,000 to be OJ's sugar baby for a year. You have to, I mean, that is a lot of sex with a man.
It is.
You
know?
There's a lot of sex with a geriatric man too.
Yeah.
I don't think that's worth it.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I could use the money, but,
untaxed, it could really set you up.
I know, it's tough, man. you know what? I'll figure out how to make my own money. But I'd be flattered by the offer.
Well, listen, you keep your current job and take the OJ gig. Because the OJ gig is just like nights and weekends sort of shit.
I don't know. I don't think I could take the OJ gig. I don't know.
Yeah, but you don't question why Laura does it though.
We are brought to you by Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular ones like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head over to factormeals.com/worstpossible50 and use code worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code worstpossible50 at factormeals.com/worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We thank Factor for sponsoring the show.
No, not at all. I mean, if she's, you know, one would have to presume that she's, if you're comfortable enough to enter that arrangement for the money, that in and of itself is, you're granting consent in that way. So, you know.
Imagine your parents find out that you're blowing OJ by a viral TikTok. Like you don't tell them, you tell them that, like, they'll say, do you need any money? And you go, no, things are fine. And they're like, really? You're working that retail job still? And you go, yeah, just a couple days a week, but you know, my rent situation here is great. I'm still going to school, so I don't have that many expenses, really. It's just, you know, it's just school and rent, you know, I don't really have a life. And they're like, wow, our daughter is so fiscally responsible. And then they find out through a viral TikTok moment that you're showing up to OJ's hammered and maybe even doing lesbian shit with your girlfriends for OJ's benefit.
I mean, look, it's not like the TikTok showed that. Maybe they're just friends. Maybe they're just good friends.
Yeah, maybe. That's possible. You know what? You're right. It's possible.
We're presuming a lot. Maybe his dick don't work, and maybe he just wants to be in the company of young females.
And he just gives them the key and the security code to his condo.
Yeah, and they come and they party, and it makes him feel young and desirable, and he hangs out with them, and maybe they just tell
stories from the good old days. He acts like Nordberg.
Yeah, they reenact the Naked Gun, and he's Nordberg. We're presuming a lot here.
Where is he? Is he in Miami? I'm in Miami today.
Oh, is he in Miami? I'm pretty sure he's in Florida. I know he's in Vegas a lot of the time, but I think he also probably has a place in Florida. I think that's right.
He prefers states without high income taxes and shit.
Where do you think in Florida he is, though? No, he's probably in Miami. He's definitely in Miami.
He's by him. I could be at his outside his condo right now.
He could be listening to this entire conversation.
By the way, Miami is, I mean, you know how coming to Los Angeles and saying anything about the traffic just makes you tacky?
Of course, yeah.
Talking about how tacky Miami is makes you tacky, but it's something else, man. its relationship with art is nauseating.
Elaborate on that.
So it's a place, Miami wants to celebrate its arts community, but it's so far as I can tell, its arts community is like corporate graffiti and NFTs.
And it's, what's the problem?
No, listen, I just think it would be frustrating to be here and be an actual artist and everything. Honestly, you know, those, like, and if you're a weirdo that blames capitalism for your problems, come to Miami and it'll be like exposure therapy, because the second that you cross the county line, you're really punched in the face by kind of how anything, like, this is, I don't know how to describe it. What's a way to describe it? Like, I just saw, okay, so there's trucks driving through the city with LED displays on them that you can use ApeCoin to buy land next to French Montana's Metaverse Hype House.
What's the problem? ApeCoin.
It's appalling.
Should I invest in ApeCoin? My sheep is doing nothing.
Yeah, you got to pull out a sheep, go into Ape, and see if you can't find some find a little shanty next to French Montana's Hype House.
You need to. What your problem is you're hanging out in the wrong area. You got to go to this. You got to go to the 786, mi gente. You got to go to Cali Ocho. You got to go to Little Havana.
No, I'm not allowed in those places. There's too much culture. I'm in like the. I'm in the blockchain district.
you gotta go to the you gotta go hang with the Cubans.
Yes.
You know,
yesterday the venue yesterday, which was in Jacksonville, was next to the type of cigar bar that I guess I've never seen before in my life, which is like what do they call like Afro-Caribbean women just smoking cigars. That it was a cigar bar that was like the guy from Candyman and some Afro-Caribbean women with big hair just smoking cigars. When I think of cigar bars, I think of dudes, like white dudes who drive fucking like Porsches and shit.
Sounds cool. You should go hang out with fucking, the Sound Machine, Cuban Sound Machine or something like that? What was that shit called?
Well, there's the Buena Vista Social Club. Then there's also Miami Sound Machine, which is Gloria Estefan.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. The Miami Sound Machine. Yeah.
Mm.
That's rich with culture. You're hanging out in this in you're in the blockchain district. You got to get out of there.
All right. Well, I'm looking for French Montana and OJ.
Yeah. And Pitbull.
Yeah, I'm looking for Pitbull. I'm really in the Pitbull district is what's going on here.
This is how we lift the people up through the blockchain. Financial revolution.
It's an NFT of Pitbull dancing on a large Bitcoin. It's all it is.
Yes. I don't see the issue. It sounds like you're being mad judgmental.
What if we bought a small two-bedroom next to French Montana's Metaverse Hype House? what if we took the Patreon money? What if we had a new tier to the Patreon where people give us $300 a month to buy to mine coal next to French Montana's Metaverse Hype House?
Sounds good to me. Listen, we, by putting our old, green, moldy, leftover generational dollars, when we invest those in, and we turn those into ApeCoin and we purchase digital real estate, we're looking toward the future. The future is not in the physical. The future is in the virtual.
Where French Montana lives.
Where French Montana lives.
French Montana is the lawnmower man.
Right. The future is pods. The future is Lawnmower Man. The future is VR headsets forever.
The future is a mask that goes over your face that is connected to an endless supply of stizzy pods. And you've got an Oculus Rift over your eyeballs that has you dancing at French Montana's poolside metaverse hype house.
You know what people never consider, like the people that think that the metaverse is the future and that eventually like we all just live in pods and like and just engage, like that's how our like they don't like who's keeping the power grid in the real world running in order for the metaverse to exist. You know what I mean? Like doesn't there have to be some class of people that exist in the physical realm to support the metaverse?
In the Matrix, I think it was like robots with tentacle arms.
Right. That's what I'm, but like those, as far as I know, don't exist yet unless someone knows some shit that I don't.
Yeah. Actually, I used to be so impressed with the Boston Dynamics, those little dogs that they got, the robot dogs.
Yeah.
But they've been working on those fucking things for like over a decade and all they can do is go up and down stairs. What are we doing?
Well, now from what I understand, I've seen videos of, those Boston Dynamic robot dogs patrol the lockdowns in China currently happening.
Oh, no shit.
And I've also seen footage, real, 100% real footage. This is not misinformation of, Mayor Eric Adams. He's riding on one, through the streets of New York City.
No shit.
He was mounted upon his robot steed, and trampling among the unvaccinated.
Why don't they build horse-sized Boston Dynamic dogs?
I don't know. But, like, I people really want us to be afraid of those. But, yeah, I have a feeling if you just, like, nudge it and it falls over, it's kind of like game over.
No, I bet I can get back up. But what's the next step? Are you going to put, like, buzz saws where its mouth should be? Why am I scared of it, I guess?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe it like shoots like robotic bees at you or something like that, or like, yeah, does it have a gun mounted on it?
Oh, wait, we should pump. Pump our shirts.
You're right. God damn it.
Yeah, we're not the best.
Shit. All right. Well, maybe we have to chop and screw this so we put this at the beginning of the episode.
No way. People no? get this far in. Yeah, people get this far in for sure.
Fuck. All right. Well, yeah, we have shirts, everybody. And guess what? It's pre-orders. You want to go to intothevoidprinting.com where you'll see the Worst Possible Timeline t-shirts, hot as fuck, fucking crazy good threads.
And we sold a grip of them so you can be in good company.
Yeah, we're doing good on the sales. They're the hot new item. If you ordered one, again, it was a pre-order, so just sit tight. You'll get them soon. But this pre-order link is only active until April 10th. So you got to order fucking now. Stop what you're doing. Shit. Intothevoidprinting.com. Go there. Order the shirt now. This is with our buddy Hunt. He does through-and-through printing. You want to check that out, too. But to get the shirt, you go to Into the Void. That's where it's at. That's where you get it. You get the Moloch shirt. You get the Epstein shirt. You look like the coolest motherfucker on your block. It's pussy guaranteed, or dick, if that's what you're into.
Or dick. Yeah. Now, through and through, go get your shit printed through them. Yes. You will see when your shirt arrives, this is high quality, print work.
High quality print work. You want, this is, if you're trying to make an impression with somebody, if you're trying to prove that you are not a fugazi, that you're a real man, woman, or gender non-determinant, if you want to prove yourself as the top dog in this world, in this new world economy that we live in this new world order of 2022, if you want to tread upon the weak, you need to go to Through and Through Printing. You need to get your shit printed with them because, frankly, it's the only way that you can establish yourself as a true player in the world game.
That's yeah. You know what? Nothing you said is untrue. I'm gonna pee in a cup while you talk.
Yeah. See, what you can take away from that is we don't have the shirts yet. We're pissing in cups out here because we don't have the swag that is necessary to provide us with a life that is suitable in any way. We live
we can't afford still suits yet.
No. But if you, once again, intothevoidprinting.com, go there. If you email them, they might give you a little 15% off. Check it out.
It's major.
It's a big deal. But yeah, you're going to want these shirts because they're not going to be around forever. And then guess what? Guess what happens, right? They only print a certain amount, right? Only the lucky few, only the lucky true G's of this world get them. And then what happens? You can't get one. You missed out because you were sleeping. And then all of a sudden, these shirts, like crypto, bang, they start going up in value.
That's true. We see these on Depop already.
Yeah, they're out there. People already, like, they haven't even gotten the shirts yet, and they're already trying to flip them for three times the cost. If you want to have an item that will, if you want to have an appreciating asset,
join the asset class with our shirts.
Join the asset class through and through printing, intothevoidprinting.com. I'm pretty sure that's the one. Intothevoidprinting.com is where you get your shirts. Follow them on Instagram at intothevoidprinting. Go there, get your shit. Oh, and guess what? You thought shirts was enough? He's making stickers too. Trip out on that shit. We don't have stickers. Yeah, I don't have the info on that just yet, but when we get sticker info, I'll hit you with the sticker info. Should be soon.
Okay.
Hopefully soon. Right. We're gonna get stickers. So you can tag those, you know, you put them on the stop sign in your neighborhood. Yeah. You
like a little El Barto.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's now your gamer tag. This is how you play the game. But yes, that's where you go get it, get the shirts, do the thing, print with through and through. That's how you do it. This is how you become a player in 2022. Don't sleep. Or if you sleep, then you're going to just forever be behind the eight ball. Your whole life is going to be spent trying to catch up, and that's no way to live.
Yeah. That's to dwell in weakness.
It's like permanent seed oils. You'll never be able to get them out.
Does sunflower oil count as a seed oil? I don't understand what the seed oils are.
I don't know either. And I've been concerned that, like, what is olive oil? Is that like olives have a pit, which is a seed.
Yeah, right? That's a seed. Yeah, I couldn't say.
So what are like all oils like bad? And what is a coconut? That's like a big.
So what are we? Are we just not supposed to fuck with anything that comes out of the ground now? I don't understand.
I think that's what they'd want you to believe. But I mean, certainly vegans such as yourself would be fucked in that scenario.
I guess I'm just going to have to carry on with what is it like? Low tea and a brain haze.
I don't know. The most annoying thing about food science is that it like seems to flip in what it.
Yes. I've said this. Listen, I've been vegan since 1996 or seven, something like that. And the dialogue on soy has changed so many times. I can't even tell you.
I remember them saying that soy like fucking shrinks your brain. that sounds ridiculous.
They said that it made your penis small for a decade. I was walking around eating soybean like, well, I guess it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like for a decade. Then they said, no, you idiots. It doesn't work like that.
Have you ever?
Oh, yo. Whoa, wait a second. Whoa. You want to trip out?
Let's trip.
Does gun regulation work?
I have a feeling the excitement in your voice says no.
Well, undetermined, because I just watched an NYU professor who's like a social scientist, sort of a number cruncher expert, that was like, yeah, the big secret in what we do is that none of these studies are viable at all. They're just not up to the standard of academic rigor that anybody would take seriously. And the ones that you hear the politicians repeat are particularly ascientific and not non-credible. And to that end, There was this crazy thing where they took 27,000 gun legislation statistics, like, or studies rather. And of those, they could, I think it was like less than 100 would be considered remotely credible. And none of those are the had gotten any reporting whatsoever. It was the bottom 1% of the most egregiously wrong and corrupt studies that were the ones that got reported on. And it was just so interesting because the guy's like, yeah, I mean, it, on some level, it makes sense over time that gun legislation, like if the state disincentivizes gun ownership, it makes sense that over time it could have an impact, but there's literally no numbers to support that. Like, and this video kept cutting to politicians being like, yeah, the big one is Connecticut. Connecticut did like a gun law thing where there was a 40% drop in gun crime shortly thereafter. What they don't tell you is that that's the similar crime statistic to the entire nation, including states that had no change in gun laws or more lax gun laws. So it would be like if the entire world went through the pandemic and I was like, yeah, it seemed like, you know, Connecticut just wasn't very active the last 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, it was like if I just picked one place and made this connection that has nothing to do with anything.
Well, wouldn't part of the issue be that, like, have we had meaningful gun control in any way in this country? I mean, I guess, like, you know, parts of what do you call it? The Northeast, I mean, and stuff like that have, yes, more, like, yeah.
New York State, but like, look at Los Angeles County. Los Angeles County would be a great one. You're getting caught with a gun in Los Angeles County is a real fucking hassle. Doesn't seem to dissuade anyone. I bet that if you left the apartment right now, you could find somebody armed at the In-N-Out.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, doesn't that exist in an improvable zone? You know what I mean? Like if there were no restrictions, who's to say how many other
but that's the point.
Guns there might be on the street.
But that's the point. The point is that there's no numbers. So like that's this guy's like agnostic most of them. Like, it's not like he's like a gun guy. He's just saying that these studies prove nothing. And if the same rigor was applied to them that we applied to anything else, we'd immediately recognize, like, oh, this is nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, this we can't use this. But politicians will pick their favorite one and just use that.
Well, yeah, because it's not, I mean, look, we're all, people are forever dishonest about this type of shit. Like, we will always, even if it comes from, you know, truthbullet.fucking.com, like, if as long as it says something that supports our agenda or our point of view or whatever we want to support, like, yeah, that's going to be the thing that we purport is undeniable truth. So, you know what I mean? It's like,
I drove past the Biden making the Taliban great again billboard.
That's the concern that everyone should have. Well, I mean, you know, everyone knows in their heart that the Democrats are going to get just smattered in a couple months at the midterms. And then, like,
think about how grim it is that you and I look forward to it, despite the fact that we have more in common with Democrat policies than any of the Republican counterparts. We are still like, I'm giddy because I want the children to learn. You know what I mean? Like, it would be like letting, you know, like, for example, everybody don't call animal control on me. But like, if a dog is acting wild, I'll be like, all right, guess you got to go ahead, eat that fucking poison then. You know what I mean? We'll see how that goes. Like, oh, you keep trying to get this chocolate brownie? All right, then, okay. Let's find out. That's my model for education. Children have to touch stoves. That's how I feel. They got to touch the eye of the stove. And I feel like I am excited for Democrats to touch the eye of the stove.
See, I'm not excited though, because I don't think they give a fuck. Like, I don't think a single thing. I mean, the 2020 election. I mean, even the 2016 election, that should have been, as they say, a teachable moment. You know what I mean? Like, but they just don't want to learn these lessons. And I think ultimately the Democrats or whatever, like, I don't think they care.
Yeah, I mean,
in a lot of ways, you know, like, I don't think they give a shit. And I think the thought leaders in that regard, like, they don't give a shit either. I just don't think there is much of a stake. I mean, it's interesting, right? Because you would think that, you know, the representatives who are going to get knocked out on their ass and replaced, you would think they would have some investment in getting reelected, right? They're going to, but maybe they just pick up a lobbying job. I don't know.
Okay, so check it out. So, here's what I'm convinced of, is that that whole world is like Lord of the Flies, where the ones that everybody knows are going to get killed, nobody reaches out to try to help them at all. It's just dog eat dog. So it's like being in that, do you remember that scene in RoboCop in the boardroom?
Oh, yeah.
It's like where the guy's like looking around for somebody to help him, and people are just like divesting themselves, jumping away from him. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Like, you know, the guys who are obviously going to get murdered at the midterms, those dudes are RIP. Oh, it's so, I'm really sorry to hear about Harvey. And they're saying that like 3 months before the elections. So like it's just there, but the grace of God go out. Honestly, it's how bands are about getting canceled. Like, you should see how bands talk about other bands out here. Like, oh yeah, that sucked. He got for something he didn't do. That was rough. Glad that could never happen to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's like literally how bands are out here. Like, oh yeah, rough that dude is suicidal and working at a Fantastic Sam's on the border.
Right. Well, but that's, you know, that's the thing, is that's why I'm not giddy for it, because it's and what annoys me is that, like, no one I mean, like, we see it coming, but like no one cares that it's coming. No one cares that it's very, very near. Yeah. No
but
one
that's
cares.
What I'm saying. Like, they've already said their goodbyes mentally to, you know, like, oh yeah, it's rough that Tony is you know, going to have to take a consulting job for $750,000.
But Tony, shouldn't he?
No.
Wouldn't you think there'd be like for this hypothesis to work, for our way of thinking right now to work, we have to presume that the Democratic Party moves as one cohesive amoeba unit, which is like fine. Like, I'm fine with cynically thinking that, more or less. But I just, the only fly in the ointment to that sort of theory is that, why doesn't the guy who's going to lose his job, why wouldn't you unless he knows he's going to be cushioned, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, listen, I think it's just Logan's Run. It's, you know, it's your time. And honestly, like, maybe it's like 72 virgins, you know what I mean? They're like, you know, it's my time I'm going to die here, but I'm going to be rewarded with, you know, I'm going to go back to the law firm that I worked at previously. I'll be, you know, I was a partner, and now I'm a huge figure in the state. I'll make a ton of money, or maybe I'll get a fucking consulting job, more likely, if I want to stick around Washington. I'll get some think tank or consulting gig. Maybe I'll do some media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So like, the money, this is why I keep saying, Eric, you want, like, this is, please mark my words. There is going to be a conversation, a louder conversation. It exists right now, but there's going to be a louder conversation about the definition of a kleptocrat soon. Because you saw that shit. Who is she? The press secretary for Biden. You saw that, right?
Saki. Yeah. She's leaving so she can get her job at MSNBC.
So that's a person who was just in a gatekeeping position regarding media access for the company that she is now going to work at.
Yeah.
So nobody can look me in the eye and tell me that doesn't rise to the occasion or rise to the definition of a kleptocrat. That's what that is. That is a person that is personally enriching themselves off of their career as a civil servant outside of what you and I would consider their salary. And that is what that is.
It's funny how much of a big deal we made about it when, you know, Trump was very obviously talking to fucking Sean Hannity on the phone, and that media agency was embedded with the administration. But no one seems to give a fuck that this one is clearly fucking embedded with the MSNBC crowd.
Yes.
It's like that's what really like frustrates me, where it's like the things that we've, you know, and I know people hate both sidesism, and sure, there's certain areas in which the parties, there are distinctions between them, but like, you can't see, like, especially with the larger picture, the way in which these two things move as a unit, like, especially like if you can, like, they just don't seem invested on hanging on to power. And it's like, why? If any moron can like pay half attention to like what goes on, and see like that what's coming down the pike, like you would think there would be more invested to retain that power. And it's like, oh, wait a second. I think it's because when they quote unquote lose their seat, they don't really quote unquote lose their power exactly, because the Democrats get enriched off of the policies that the Republicans pass and vice versa. Like they're just out to enrich each other. They're just, it's just such a fucking scam. The whole shit is a scam, but it's like, we see it. We see the train coming. It's the frog in the boiling water or whatever. Like we see it's going to happen and we're doing nothing to stop it except letting it happen. And then when it happens, we can all fucking, all these people will morally preen on the internet. Like they're only comfortable being subs. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. This is what it is.
Listen. We're going to take all of the like progressive YouTube talking points today, because that, if we're going to talk about the co-opting of supposedly leftist figures into the gross fucking corporate Dem machine, did you stay up on that AOC thing this week?
With the union?
Yes.
With the Amazon union? Yes.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. Pardon me. I don't actually think that AOC owes them anything. I don't, like, they're hung up on AOC. AOC doesn't owe you anything. But AOC wants to be out there getting the glory. So I guess AOC, you owe it to yourself to at least do enough that you don't get called out for being a fraud, right? Like, I just thought that she was like, you know, listen, everybody, longtime listeners of this podcast know that I have a personal hang up where I hate this person, where I can't even hide my player haterism. I'm just like a hater of this person. But I was kind of grateful this week that people were just like, oh, wait a second. This is a showboat corporate Dem who is just puts on the very shitty skin mask of a progressive. And I got a kick out of it. I enjoyed, I just want to hear what Steve Albini has to say.
No, I mean, yeah, no, look, she's Nancy Pelosi part two in training, right? Like
Eric, I don't know why it satisfies me when the pigs wear pants. Like that's like the most morbid part of the most morbid book, right? Is that realization that like, oh wait, in the end, the corrupt always become the thing that they supposedly are railing against. They always do. And it's like a gross feeling. Like for people that haven't read Animal Farm since they were in high school, it's the grossest. It's just like a terrible, like cynical, destructive thought that gets stuck in your brain, but it's true. And watching her put on her little piggy pants is, I don't know why I like it. It's terrible. I shouldn't like it, but I like it.
Well, because I mean, you like it because it. I mean, you're
validates you're all, my suspicions.
Yes, exactly. You're validated in that. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
But it's not good for like for anybody that is a dyed in the wool like sort of I care about the issues that she purports to care about. Having no real asset position in a position of power is probably very discouraging.
Well, see, I think her power has always kind of been overstated. You know what I mean? She has massive media power in the sense that she's able to generate attention, right? Which is powerful. But as power in terms of effectual, being like an effectual statesman, she's a small fry representative from Queens. You know what I mean? Like and she's on the fringe of her party. You know, it's hard to be an effectual statesman in that sense. So, you know, her power, quote unquote, I think has always kind of been in some ways overstated. The thing is, it's not, and it's like, it's not necessarily an indictment of AOC or any one individual is ultimately corrupted by the system. The system is designed for you to be corrupted in a certain way. Now, like you, in order to do your job, in order to pass legislation, you have to jump onto things that will maybe go against what you were railing on this entire time. However, she still could have voiced support. You're right in the sense that she doesn't really necessarily owe them anything. That's true. But like, if you're going to assume the role of populist workers' rights, you know, sort of type person, then yeah, it sort of behooves you to at least fucking send out a tweet. Unless she's past the point of corruption where she can't send out the tweet because maybe she's in, maybe Jeff Bezos has her in a fucking pocket. I don't know. But, you know, look, the system will corrupt you. There's no doubt. Maybe you go in with idealist sort of and pure intentions, but you won't be able to really hack it with those alone. It won't let you, you know, if you're going to thrive in that environment, you got to become a piece of shit. That's what it seems to be. So, yeah, I mean, listen, we can't talk. I mean, we can, but we have to acknowledge the fact that we talk out of both sides of our mouths, right? Oh. In a sense that, yeah, look, the system is in many ways irredeemable. It's going to turn you into a pig. But also at the same time, you know, what are we are we advocating for the dismantlement and the burning down of the system? Because we've also
get your centrist bullshit out of here.
But no, it's not even that. I'm just saying, what are we talking out of? What's our aim? Maybe that's irrelevant because I just enjoy talking about these things. I'm just saying, can't talk out of both sides of our mouths.
We can. We're the here's our priority. We're the fucking Joker. That's it.
Well, if we were the Joker, then we will set a mound of ApeCoin on fire.
Oh, I like that very much.
No, I don't know. I mean, there's no answer that the system is both irredeemable, but to tear it apart would put many people also at risk and also destroy the many who have gained merit and wealth and opportunity within that system. And also acknowledging that flawed though the system may be, better than a lot of other things in this world. So take it for what you will. I don't know. You have to take the good with the bad in some ways. And depending on who you are, I don't know. Buy ApeCoin.
That's it.
Do what you can to enrich yourself, because even if you did, even if we were the burn it down populists with the pitchforks and the torches, I find all that to be screaming at a wall. So if we can acknowledge that that is never going to happen, or that possibility is so far away that they will step on us and raise the price of gas and we just will never revolt because we're too comfortable, because seed oils have incapacitated us, because we have televisions and blowjob machines in the metaverse, we'll never revolt. So what's the other option? If you want to have a good life, buy ApeCoin. That's the position of this podcast.
That's it. Also by 9% of Twitter.
Yeah.
You saw what our man Elon did today.
What did the Musk do?
He bought 9% of Twitter.
9%. Okay. What does that mean?
It means that he is going to start being able to exert shareholder bitching is what he's going to be able to do. So it's basically like you see in the movies. It's, hey, I bought a substantial part of this company so that when there's shareholder meetings, everybody listens to me when I voice my disapproval on the current direction. And then I threaten to get together with the other shareholders that own substantial parts of the company and get the board the fuck out of here. So that's I just like that he's doing the billionaire troll, like he's doing it right.
But what do we think? What's his prerogative? Because in my estimation, I think he would, have maybe a problem with the direction that Twitter has been going.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago, he put up a poll that said, you know, is Twitter going in the right direction? Some bullshit like that, right? And he said there seems to be a lot of free speech issues, and yeah, whatever the feedback was like, yeah, overwhelmingly, which you'd expect from followers of Elon Musk, right? So then like a real G, he just bought a huge chunk of it, like 2 weeks later. Whether or not that was his plan from the jump, who knows? But it's I just think that we got to give it to the troll, man. Like he knows he trolls well.
Well, he has the money to be that type of troll, right? Like I would love to buy a significant portion of Twitter so I could be like, hey, let women post their titties and don't fucking ban them. I think that's bitch shit. But I can't do that. Maybe I should start taking this OJ money.
Yeah, it's what, you know what? If you just took that OJ money, put it into ApeCoin and so Eric, I'm like, obviously I love my girlfriend very much. I'm trying to be like, on this podcast, I try to be respectful and shit, not talk about other women, but I just, for your benefit, a nude woman just walked by.
Oh, wow.
Miami is insane. Like Miami is just a crazy place. Like,
yeah. when nude people walk past me in LA, it's not a good nude.
But this was just, this woman just looked like she was on her way to the Big Pimpin' music video.
Like, she's on her way to French Montana's mansion.
No shit. This is a very crazy place.
She's the granddaughter of a landlord that was kicked out of Cuba.
She's on her way to OJ's. Listen, would you ever consider getting an apartment here and wearing a mesh shirt every day?
Yes. And you know what? I do kind of resent that the fedora has been so demeans, you know, to be a man who wears a fedora. You got to be old. You know what I mean? You got to be of a certain age to pull off a fedora, you know?
That's all true.
Just hanging out in a mesh shirt and shorts and flip flops and a fedora. Maybe you're hitting the cigar outside of the bar on the beach. It's like a nice, it's an appealing lifestyle.
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is I don't know. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.
I could do it. I could live that life.
Do you think that because I'm gray, I can wear shit like that?
You might, maybe, yeah, well, you might be on the cusp. Maybe you need to give it another couple more years. But you're almost there. The thing is, I think once the lockdowns come back and the streets of LA are patrolled by the Boston Dynamics dogs,
yes.
I will be forced to become a Floridian. I'll be taking the OJ money from Ron DeSantis.
What if he pays you in Bitcoin?
Listen, works for me. A lot of people want to fight the future, but sometimes you just can't.
No, you can't.
You can't fight the future. It's going to go that way.
We're all going to be in OJ's harem.
That's what I mean. I mean, that's a great example of it, right? I mean, people can spend all their time mad at OJ. You can be, you know, that was how many years ago? Almost 30 years ago that OJ was found not guilty.
People can change, man.
But that's not, of course they can. But even if he hadn't changed, people spent all that time from then until now just hating OJ because they feel like he got away with murder, which he did. But you can hate OJ all you want. He's still out here with the sugar babies, right? You can hate Bitcoin and crypto all you want. There's still people going to be making money off of it. Your hate does nothing. It does nothing.
Yeah, it does nothing. I mean, the best way I've heard it is, yeah, it's a scam and some people are going to end up broke, but what's it do for you to like, why? Like, you're still going to be broke. You're going to be broke hating from the sidelines. So you can say, oh, I hate cryptocurrency. I want nothing to do with it. And that's fine. You're going to just be a broke hater. Or you can get involved in it and be a broke lover because
that's where we're at.
Yes. Cryptocurrency is going to 100%. Listen, I'm killing it right now and I'm still down $4,000. So like, yes, we're all going to end up in the fucking actual dumpster with Oscar the Grouch, but I'm loving my time here. Me and Oscar, fucking, you know what I mean? Oscar is my OJ.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only, you know, you have to choose a path in life. And I find the best ones are the ones that don't take you in a direction where hateration is part and parcel, right? You want to get through life being as little of a hater as possible.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean you have to approve of certain things, you know. But if you find yourself in that hater space, I encourage you to move past it rather than don't give in to the dark side. You want to just keep going.
What do you think that girl told her friends? Like, yeah, let's go over to daddy's house. And then they show up and they're like, wait, you've been sleeping with OJ?
I mean, they don't.
Are they too young to recognize OJ?
Yes, they have no these. They're kids. They have, well, they're not kids. They are adults, but they are. That is so. The OJ thing is so, like, if you can't remember 9/11, you can't remember OJ. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, that's a fact.
If you can't conceive of 9/11, you can't conceive of OJ. He's just a dude with money to them. That's it. You know. And he's. Do you think they ever had a?
We're only mad because he murdered a woman, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, if he murdered a man, if he murdered a 240-pound man, nobody would give a shit. Is that correct?
Not as much of a shit, I don't think. Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, no one holds hatred in their heart for fuck. Matthew Broderick.
Nobody killed a dude. Nobody hates him. Nobody hates on him.
Killed a dude.
Yeah, but it was an accident, wasn't it?
Allegedly. You mean, I think he was driving drunk, right?
No. Well, listen. There's certain shit. I got to confess. I've got certain shit that I'm not good with. Just like everybody else on, just like everybody else on Earth. Like,
yeah.
I think if, you know, there's certain shit like the wife beating, I don't like, right?
Of course.
So like the wife murdering, the wife murdering, I'm weirdly a little bit more comfortable with than the wife beat. But
it is weird.
But then there's other shit. Like, I think if you smoke marijuana, you should go to jail for 12 years.
No, I have to lighten up on the marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? You're seeing a girl that smoked marijuana?
I have to lighten up on it.
Yeah.
No, look. People don't even know that Matthew Broderick killed somebody. And I would, yeah, maybe, you know, accidental. I mean, driving drunk, even though it's an accident, still heinous.
Nah, it's real. But that's one of the ones I'm saying is like, I got like a little thing about it. I think like, a little bee in my bonnet about driving drunk, because it's one of those ones that pisses me off because everybody thinks that they're good and it makes me so mad. Like everybody thinks that they're no, I'm good. No, you're not good. Cause what if you have to explain to somebody, like, I don't mean to sound like Mothers Against Drunk Driving shit, but like trying to explain to like, oh, hey, I'm really sorry I killed your 17-year-old. I was just too litty. You know what I mean? Like, it's just stupid. This is a PSA. Just pay the fucking $26 for your fucking Uber, you fucking bum. That's it.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, I don't think any of that is invalid. I know you, I mean, I don't, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think even though it may be, I mean, some might even argue that it's, you know, when you drunk drive and you kill somebody, it's not accidental. You knew what you were doing. You got behind the fucking wheel while you were fucking slizzed up. So, no, it's heinous. It's a heinous, horrible thing to do. But we don't give a shit about that Matthew Broderick did it. Not even a little bit of a shit. But we won't let OJ, we won't let him move on.
Yeah, just let OJ get past it. Justice for John's, justice for OJ.
I'm just saying, like, and I'm not saying that you should give OJ some kind of pass, but I'm just saying you don't care as much as other. So I don't know what it is. Is it the fact that he killed a woman? I mean, who did Matthew Broderick kill? You know?
That's a great question. I don't know.
You know who else killed somebody drunk driving? Fucking Caitlyn Jenner, although people hate her ass.
People hate her ass, but it's not because she killed somebody.
No, it's not.
And I don't know, was she drunk or are we smearing her? She might have just, I don't know. I don't know if she was drunk. I think she might have just been irresponsible. Listen, she's a Hollywood lizard. She was probably on the good perks.
The person that she killed was probably a CIA op.
Another nude woman just walked by this van.
Why don't we live in Miami?
Well, because I am happily married, but you should maybe get out here. But you're seeing somebody.
I am seeing somebody.
This is big news.
Is this big news?
This is big news.
Yeah, look. It's,
does she listen to this podcast?
Not that I know of.
Would it damage your relationship if she did?
I don't think it would do anything good.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the fact that, you know, being someone who podcasts is like already an immediate turnoff for most women.
Yes, without question.
But that's because they don't want anything. They don't respect entrepreneurs.
You know what? I'm inclined to agree with that. I think women don't share the vision.
You know, listen, sometimes you can't see the vision. Sometimes the vision is specific to the one it's happening to. So I don't ask that they understand. I just ask that they respect it.
Same. Can I ask you a question that's unrelated, but just give me a number. In the United States on any given night, 350 million people in the United States, on any given night, how many homeless people breaking into places impale their leg on a fence, like a, one of the top of the fence things, it's really sharp, you know, like impale themselves on a fence, just their leg, their calf maybe. And because they're in an industrial area, they just scream all night. How many per night?
I'd say at least a baker's dozen.
Yes, I would too. I would too. I would say that in the United States, over 300 million people in the United States, let's say half of them are adults. Maybe half of them are adults. Let's say men are more predisposed towards property crime. So let's say that there's like, how many people committing property crime in the U.S. on any given night? Oh. 3 million?
well, that might be overshooting it. Let's say 300,000.
300,000 people committing property crimes on any given night. That goes from like breaking into somebody's shed to steal their fucking tools to, destroying your ex-girlfriend, like spray painting your ex-girlfriend's the condo with whore, or trying to break into a construction site or a semi-abandoned building and impaling your leg on the spike on the top of the fence. So you're saying probably a dozen men spend their entire night impaled on a fence.
I think that would be a fair estimate. But I remember you unlocked a memory in me where I remember I saw a woman, very attractive woman, one time just smashing out the windows of her boyfriend's car because she found out he was cheating. And all I could remember thinking was, I was probably like maybe 17 at the time that I saw this, and I watched her do it. And I was like, is he fucking around on you? And she was like, yeah, he's a no good piece of shit cheater. And I just remember thinking like, are you sure? Because you really could, I mean, I don't know. I would just, before I commit property damage, I would like to have all my facts straight.
Yeah. I mean, but honestly, ladies, if we could go back to destroying people's cars, as opposed to destroying their reputations on social media. Because if you destroy my car and you're wrong, we can get past it. You know what I mean?
For sure. But I mean, you know, destroying your reputation is far more effective.
That's what I'm saying. That's just nasty.
All right. Do we have anything else this week? I have to go for my little, I have to exercise or else I'll be difficult to deal with.
Otherwise, you can't wear your mesh shirt in South Beach.
Well, no, I think the mesh shirt is conducive to fat boys.
Look at this amount of urine. Can you see this? It's too dark, but I nearly filled a Dunkin' Donuts. It's a Wendy's. I nearly filled a Wendy's large.
How does it feel to be where you're at right now, in life and physically?
It's so weird because my band is getting lit at a stage in my life where like a kid kicking me in my crotch can like change my whole, like one of these kids is going to put me in traction. You know what I mean? Just like stage diving in the wrong way. I'm all bruised up. Everything hurts because every night somebody's kicking me, which is weird. If you think about it, if you said to somebody, what's your career? And I said, and the person said, oh, I generally like, a 23-year-old kicks me in the shoulder every day. That would be a pretty weird one, don't you think?
It wouldn't be typical. Yeah, that's sure.
And then if you said, "Oh, are you like a MMA guy or whatever?" And you say, "No." I'm just an older gentleman performing punk music. Mm. So to answer your question, I'm doing good. Like, we'll make money on this tour, which is cool. And I mean, I guess there's an upward trajectory to my career. Although I will say, you do not get a green. We've talked about this. You don't get a good green room at a 500 cap. Apparently, to get a decent green room, I'm going to have to get 1,000 people at my shows. So this is my new goal. I never wanted to play big shows as like a thing. It was never truly a goal of mine. Now I get it. It's just so that you don't get tetanus from fucking stepping on something in a fucking disgusting ass green room.
I mean, that's a good goal for sure. Have you had to encounter any Tostitos on this tour?
No, no.
So that's something to be said.
Yes.
That's a marker of success.
Well, here's what I've learned is that if you tell promoters, hey, don't do this thing, that's much easier than, hey, could you do this thing? Because they'll just go, oh, one less thing to do. So not only have I not gotten Tostitos most nights, I haven't gotten chips most nights. I haven't gotten shit most nights.
You know who I think one of the worst type of people is in the world?
Almost in the impaled homeless.
a music journalist with like 6,000 followers.
Pretty low.
Because like you have to think about that follower number probably inflates their ego just enough to make them think that they're worth something.
Yeah.
And then once they have that mindset, everything they say, they feel is like an authoritative statement.
I read something from a music journalist the other day that made me, do you remember that the guy that was stalking the OnlyFans girl? He was like a like creepy looking Asian dude, but young. And then he was stalking the like maybe Spanish looking, whatever, like the pretty little OnlyFans girl. You see this?
No.
So they found him living in her attic. So like, you know, like, pretty far gone, kind of, you know, he had spent a few days in her attic watching her sort of shit, you know. This was in the news like 3 weeks ago. Anyway, I wanted to do that to the music journalist. I wanted to sneak into his home and just watch him and say, just to observe him in his own element. And like when he gets on the phone with his friends, although I doubt he talks to anybody by text, does he go, LOL, I wrote something that nobody could possibly believe today, but I think some people did. Lulz. Is that what he does? I'm just so curious. Like, was what I read a sincere expression from somebody who fell off a ladder, or is it a work? Did I get work?
I couldn't say, cause I've never actually like tried to put myself in the brain space of someone like that, you know, but I just, yeah, there's like a certain type of Twitter person. If you're like, I don't know, maybe I just hate people with big egos. Like if you have a big ego and you can't match it up with something that like is truly impressive, you know, like I find you to be the most like detestable weirdo. Where it's like, yeah, you know, well, like obviously, like, you know, someone who has like an arrogant, you know, pig headed sort of personality and way, you know, like someone like Donald Trump, like, sure, that's an ugly person, right? But like, at least he is a billionaire. You know what I mean?
He's
at least achieved a level. He's at least, you know, people hate that too when you say he's achieved something. At least he's.
People love believing that they could turn $5 million into $1 billion. They love to believe that. It's like the craziest. That's like saying, like, oh, yeah, if you put me in that situation, I'd kick like all those dudes' asses. No, you would not. The type of person that could turn. Listen, you could turn $5 million into $25 million. I'm confident of it. You could not turn it into $1 billion. I'm sorry. You just couldn't.
Probably not. But I'm just saying, like, I find that level of ego ugly too. But like when you have that inner personality of like when you expose your soul, that I can see that inside you lives a little Donald Trump. But it's based on the fact that you have 7,000 followers on Twitter. Like, you're just like, it's so lowly to me. It's just you're just such dirt.
It's a low person.
It's a low person. I love having like a solid 1,000 because it's like, I know I'm nothing.
You think that six would push you into a space where you are feeling yourself?
Maybe. I mean, no, you know what? I don't know. What I'm saying is I don't even want six. I don't want to go. I've reached the limits of what I want, because to go higher than that, like, I just don't want to be, I don't want to be seen, right? As the kids say, I don't want to be perceived. Don't look at me.
Yeah. Don't perceive. Don't catch me in 4K, as the kids say.
Exactly. because the more you get, the more you're out there, the higher chance you have of getting got.
Yeah. I mean, you do, like, we've talked about it. I'm so small fry, and I'm still too lit for somebody. You know what I mean?
For somebody.
Too lit for somebody. And that's honestly whoever fucking snips the part of me talking about, like, oh, I called OJ's beautiful, kind spirited girlfriend a whore. when somebody clips that, my reply is going to be, oh, I was too lit for y'all, huh? You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be my response is, oh, I was enjoying a life that others would like. Okay, my bad. Too lit for y'all. My bad.
Bitter ass haters.
Yeah. I'll go get a job serving hot dogs, and I'll get a pill problem that I can't afford. I'm sorry. Things were going too good for me. My bad.
What we got to do is, once your tour is over and you land in a more permanent place, we got to start. The only way to truly flex on these haters is by just getting fucking muscles.
Listen, I heard a acquaintance of mine his doctor ordered him to stop working out because he got sleep apnea from being too jacked.
Wow.
So, like, imagine your neck being so thick that you get sleep apnea.
And he rightfully told that doctor to go fuck himself, right?
Yeah, he said, I'll die, big bitch.
He said, you're in the pocket of big seed oil, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you want me frail.
Yeah, you want me frail and full of estrogen.
If the Russians march through here, you don't want me to be whatever the fucking, who are the two boxer brothers? You don't want me to be those Ukrainians. You want me to be too fragile to defend my family.
Yeah, you don't want Khabib. You want Patton Oswalt.
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly right. Khabib, that's the binary. Khabib or Patton Oswalt.
All right, everybody. This is the episode this week. Fuck. Wait. Should I forego becoming Khabib for the sake of an overtime, or do you not have time?
No, I got my show. I'm deep into my show right now.
Okay. So you gotta go. So
I gotta go. I've got. I can do one like this for the next few days.
No.
So if you want to do a Patreon,
yes.
Some juncture in the next 2 days, I can do that.
Yeah, I think maybe for now we're retiring the overtime concept, but we will up the bonus episode concept. So
yeah, that's pretty good. People like overtime, but we can get back to it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll be back to overtime soon. For now, look out for another Patreon episode. You can get that by going to patreon.com/worstpossibletimeline. That is where all your bonus episodes are. Go there, give a little, just a tiny fucking little bit of money, which we did. Like, it's such an infinitesimal amount of your money, especially in these days of rising fucking gas prices and inflation and fucking bear shelves Biden out here. You give us a tiny bit of money and you get a fuck ton of bonus episodes. patreon.com/worstpossibletimeline. Go there, get it. At WP Timeline on Twitter is where you hit us for whatever reason. 205-509-9785. Maybe the Patreon will do will be specifically messages, because we've been neglecting the messages. We'll get back to it soon. And then at WP.
Oh, yeah.
No, sorry.
People hit me in New York. They want a New York rub map, like a New York City rub map, which I didn't find much, by the way. I think that the everything's underground, but we can talk about it.
We can talk about it. I mean, it's that is, listen, some of these, you would think New York City would be a thriving rub maps location, but because of the policies of these dog shit politicians who wanted to
Of these corrupt plutocrats and their Boston Dynamic dogs.
Yeah, they're trying to. They've been stepping on sex workers for almost 10 years now. It disgusts me. You can't. They fucking. I rue the day they got rid of the fucking what was it? Was it the no strings attached Craigslist section?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Fucking criminal. Hate that shit. Anyway. Worstpossibletimeline at gmail.com. You can send us an email if you feel so inclined. And that's what it is. And, you know, in a world of Patton Oswalt, be a Khabib.
That's it.